Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
This Friday night, August 16th, my guest right now, Hale Collins, will challenge Darby Allin, yes, that Darby Allin, for the Northeast Wrestling Championship at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in New York, Poughkeepsie, New York. Doors will open at 5 p.m. with meet and greet. Bell time is 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at northeastwrestling.com. Hale, how excited are you for Friday night?
Man, I'm really excited, especially wrestling my hometown and especially wrestling a guy like Darby Allin, who is one of the top guys in the world, I would say, right now.
What kind of scouting report do you have on Darby?
Scouting report, I guess I would have to say, is like he'll do anything it takes to win. The coffin drop is unreal, and the risks that he takes to entertain the fans and just, you know, get the rush that he needs, it's pretty incredible. So, like, his talent is endless, and he's also very young, and so that could be reckless as well.
You work a similar style where you'll do whatever it takes to win. Is that where your veteran status in the ring, you'll be able to outsmart him potentially if he goes for the wrong risk?
Yeah, because, you know, I've been watching a lot of his matches. I know he does. I know he does do certain things a lot, so I know to watch out for them. But one thing is for sure is, like, you know, on the pain level, I don't really feel pain when I'm out there. And it looks like neither does he to a certain point. But, like, he can do anything he wants to me, and I'll dish it out just as well. But the fact is, there's going to be jaws dropping that night. And, you know, it's on internet pay-per-view on the High Spots Network. So it's basically an international show. And people finally get to see what I can do on a worldwide level.
I'm kind of wondering about your background and how we got to this point in your career where you're fighting for the championship in your hometown.
I've been wrestling for Northeast Wrestling since 2006. I was just a kid when I started there. And I've seen so many people come and go. I had a couple opportunities to wrestle for the Northeast Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. You know, I'm the only wrestler ever to win two Graft for the Gold ladder matches. When I won the first Graft for the Gold, I wrestled Matt Taven in the same night. And I pinned him, but I got a reverse decision because I accidentally hit the referee and I got disqualified, so they took it back. So that was a moment that was ripped away from me. And then, you know, I wrestled Taven a couple more times after that. Every time was, you know, his managers sprayed me the eyes with hairspray, and that's how he won. Another time is when my tag team partner double-crossed me and hit me with a chair, and that's how he won again. And then I wrestled Jack Swagger years later for a championship match, and he got counted out. And so then I was like, you know what? It was second Graft for the Gold ladder match. I won that one. And now here we are against Darby Allin, who is now the heavyweight Northeast Wrestling champion.
You're sharing the card with a lot of talent. John Moxley is scheduled to appear, Jerry Lawler, Dustin Rhodes. The name that kind of jumped out at me was David Arquette. I know he's done a few shots with NEW, and he's, of course, the former WCW champion. A lot of controversy surrounding that decision. Do you have any good David Arquette stories, whether it's being on the same show with him, his training to become a wrestler? Any good David Arquette stories in the time that he's been associated with Northeast Wrestling?
All I got to say about David Arquette is he's an outstanding individual. He's a very nice guy. And at first I was skeptical. I wasn't sure if he got in wrestling for the wrong reasons or what. But let me tell you something. This guy is so passionate about wrestling. It's insane. I think he has more passion than most of the wrestlers out there, if not all. I'm telling you, this guy like, wanted to go train. At first, Bully Ray didn't want him in the school because, you know, he looked at him as a mark and didn't want him, didn't think he was serious. You know, I reached out to Johnny Ross, who was my trainer, who trained Yvon Dudley, you know, originally. And I reached out to Johnny, hey, Johnny, you know, if, you know, David Pett comes to the school with me and we just train some. And I have a pretty good relationship with Johnny Rods because, you know, I was always respectful. I always treat him tons of respect. And he said, sure. I met David Arquette down at Johnny Rods Wrestling School, one of the hardest, you know, wrestling schools there is because it's like old school. And, you know, David Arquette got his ass handed to him a couple times. Like, he took some serious bumps. He did rolls. Johnny Rods came out and forgotten a ring, man. At Johnny Rods, he's 79 years old. And he got in the ring and showed some David Arquette some things. And David Arquette took it. He was so respectful. And not to mention, he was actually pretty good. I was totally taken back by the passion. And I'm not just putting him over because he's David Arquette, because I would heal him in a second. I don't really give a crap. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm just not putting him over here to get some points. I think the guy's a great dude. When Johnny Rods asked me what's he here for, I'm like, you know, at the moment, I don't know. But fuck it. Let's get him in the ring. And we did, and he really showed a lot of heart, and it was really cool. And to this day, I'm friends with him.
He didn't have to go to independent wrestling. He didn't have to go to a company like NEW or any other company. He could have just left it alone. He was the WCW champion. He did the movie. But it felt to me, and you kind of just confirmed it, that he was a fan of wrestling and he wanted to be remembered for more than just the guy who did the movie who won the title as a publicity stunt.
Yeah, well, because, like, you know, look at what he's doing. He doesn't need it. Do you think David Arquette needs money? You know?
I hope,
like,
not.
No. Well, me either, but there's no way that, you know, like, there's no way he needs, he's I'm sure he's fine, okay? And he just loves wrestling so much. He wants to earn the respect from the guys because he didn't get it before. And I tell you what, he's doing a hell of a job, man. Like, a lot of veterans are respecting him. He's in the right scene. It's perfect timing for David Arquette to come back into the scene of wrestling, and he's doing a great job. So not to mention, he lives in the now, because he's supposed to know sir here and there, which is awesome. Like I said, I'm not putting him over to put him over. I'm just realistically putting him over because it's for real. He's a good dude.
You mentioned Johnny Ross trained you. What was the moment that led you to become interested in pro wrestling and to seek out training to become a pro wrestler?
There's two ways to look at it. The first match I've seen that really just triggered me was when Hulk Hogan beat the crap out of the twin refs. It was around WrestleMania 4. You know, it was like the Macho Man Hulk Hogan era. You know, and like, and you know, he turned on, like, the referee turned on him with his twin, Earl Hebner. And I just remember seeing that for the first time. And ever since then, I watched it every week to this day. But what made me inspired to be an actual pro wrestler, not just a fan, was ECW. When I stayed up late, it was probably like 1 o'clock a.m., and I saw ECW for the first time. I think it was like 1994, and I was like, I don't know, 14, 13, I forget how old I was. And I remember seeing it. I'm like, whoa, to be a pro wrestler in WWE, I don't think I could ever do it because, like, looks like a bunch of captains of football teams, and I don't even play football or look like that. I was like 100, and I was always so skinny. But when I saw ECW, I was like, wait, this guy looks like my drunk uncle at a barbecue. I could do this. You know, these guys look like my uncles at a barbecue all wasted. I could totally do this. They're all out of shape. So, like, I'm like, this is great. And the music was awesome. And I just watched ECW ever since. And the reason why I went to Johnny Rods, because a lot of the wrestlers at the time went to Johnny Rods and came from that school. So if you're inspired to be like a pro wrestler and you're finding out, like, all these guys came from this one school, where would you go? So I took the train, you know, I took the subway. It took me 2.5 hours to get there, 2.5 hours back. I did it 3 days a week for 3 or 4 years. I was only 18 when I first started. So going from a town where there's farms and everything else and never been to the city before to being going to the city, you know, for the first time by yourself riding the subway is definitely something different. But yeah, I would have to say, like, the exact match, I'm not really sure. Maybe Jerry Lynn versus RVD at the Civic Center.
Which is a match that you highlighted on your recent promo video regarding the show on Friday night in Poughkeepsie. And you can catch that at @Hale_Collins on Twitter. I mean, I don't think Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn ever had a bad match. So did you ever get stretched by Taz?
No,
I feel like
no,
Taz or Bubba would stretch you, or Bully Ray, I guess he is now.
No, I got there, like, they probably left in, like, I don't really know, I can't, like, know the year, but my class at Johnny Ross was, like, Nana, Boogaloo, Lowrider, Matt Stryker, and then they all left and went to the doghouse, and I stayed at Johnny Ross because Johnny Ross told me not to go anywhere, which, looking back at it, I think the doghouse would have been a better business move, you know?
Right.
At the time, the doghouse was hot. They got, like, all, like, the new guys, and a lot of guys who came from the doghouse were very successful, which I'm not saying guys from Johnny Ross haven't been successful, but, you know, it was, like, Ring of Honor guys. It was just a time that, you know, might have been all different if I went to doghouse.
Who was your favorite wrestler growing up, or maybe who's currently your favorite wrestler, or somebody that you maybe look to for advice outside of Johnny Ross?
My favorite wrestler, of course. I mean, not to sound like everybody else, but Shawn Michaels. I feel like he could have a good match with anybody. What really sold it for me about Shawn Michaels is when he wrestled Rey Mysterio on the Eddie Guerrero, you know, tribute show, you know?
Yep.
I thought him reversing himself being the big guy, because he's always a small guy, it was incredible, and he did it perfect. And so, yeah, I would have to say Shawn Michaels is the best and my favorite of all time.
We can't wrap up this podcast without shouting out our mutual friend, Danielle Spaulding, because, quite frankly, if she hadn't suggested this to me, we wouldn't be doing it right now. And I think she'll pop for, she's a good friend of both of ours, and I think she'll pop for the fact that we mentioned her on a podcast.
Yeah, 100%, man. She's always supportive, you know, goes to all the shows, and she's definitely one of the top people that are definitely behind me, and it's cool, and I really appreciate everything.
When you win, you hear me, Hale? When you win, you have to jump in the crowd and celebrate with her and whoever she's there with.
Yeah, 100%. That'd be great. Like, I really just can't wait for everybody. I look out and see everybody living in the now, and that title will be mine. And you know, Darby Allin has no idea what's in store for him, because hopefully he did his homework on my no DQ matches or my hardcore matches or my ladder matches, because it's totally different than wrestling me one-on-one in a regular match.
So this Friday night, August 16th, Hale Collins challenges Darby Allin for the Northeast Wrestling Championship at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie, New York. Doors at 5 o'clock. There are some meet and greets. Bell time at 8. Hale Collins is challenging for the championship, and Hale Collins is going to win, and we're all going to live in the now. Hale, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me. Like I said, everybody is going to be living in the now.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.